Preparation of the heart. Father, we thank you for granting unto us understanding of your word. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. In this program, someone here shall have an August visit. Amen. The Lord will visit you. Praise God. And he will do unto you as he has spoken. Concerning your life, concerning your ministry, there shall be a visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, he is the Almighty. Don't forget it. He is the Almighty, the one that owns all power and all authority. Number two, don't forget, he is the Lord. He is the Lord, the owner of all things. Don't forget, the scripture says that he's able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that you can ask or think. That is the capacity of the one visiting us in this meeting. Praise God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that you can ask or think. Praise God. So for whom he is and for what he does, there is need for preparation. Hallelujah. For whom he is and for what he does, there is need for preparation. And hear me, as you prepare to receive him in this meeting, he will do you good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So please take advantage of his visitation. Jesus lamented over Jerusalem because they do not know their time of visitation. They didn't know. They didn't know their time of visitation. Say with me, I know my time of visitation. This is my time of visitation. Amen. Amos 4:12. Amos 4:12. Therefore, thus will I do unto you, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. I know this statement was on the negative, but every preparation, every encounter with God requires a preparation. Every encounter with God requires a preparation. God is not trying to prepare for this program. Are you listening? God is not trying to prepare for this program. No, he's already prepared. In fact, from the foundation of the world, he's prepared for today. And he's prepared for HSM or IHSM 2024. So God is not trying to do anything, to adjust anything, to prepare. No, he's already prepared. But there is need for preparation on our own side. Very, very important. Because two do not work together except they be agreed. If he's set for us, we should be set for him. Hallelujah. Say with me, I am set for divine visitation. Amen. Very, very important we note that. Where will he meet us? Where is God going to meet with us? Where is this place of encounter? Where is this place of visitation in this meeting? The place of this encounter is your heart. Say with me, my heart. Say with me, my heart. My heart is a place of my encounter with God on this mountain. Praise God. Is your heart? Proverbs 16:1 said that the preparation of the heart is of man. So it is your responsibility and my responsibility to prepare our heart. Hallelujah. Very, very important. We know that is our heart. How will he visit us? How will the Lord visit us in this meeting? He will visit us by his word. He will visit us by his word. Praise God. John chapter 1 verse 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. The coming of the Word of God is the coming of God to you. Do you get it? The coming of the Word of God to you, the Word of God to me, is the coming of God to me. Say with me, the coming of the Word of God to me in this program is divine visitation. Amen. Because he comes by his word. He comes by his word. He has prepared resource persons. And he will be coming through every one of them as they come up here to minister. So the visitation is by the word of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, the Lord appeared again in Shiloh and revealed himself. Look at it. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. Say with me, the Lord will reveal himself to me in this mountain by his word. Amen. In Psalms 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent forth his word. He sent forth his word. There will be healing in this meeting. Healing of the body, healing of destinies, healing of ministries. There will be healing of all manner. And there will be deliverance from all forms of oppression in this IHSM. All manner of healings, all manner of deliverance. And every one of them will be coming by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say with me again, I will be visited in this meeting by the word of God. Hallelujah. But hear me, it is one thing for the Lord to visit, is another for you to let him in. It's one thing to hear the word, is another to let the word in. In Revelation 3 verse 20, Revelation 3 verse 20, the Lord was addressing the church in Laodicea. He wasn't addressing unbelievers. He was addressing a church. Praise God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, said, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He wasn't talking about unbelievers here. He was addressing a church. So it's one thing for God to come by his word. It's another for me to be open for the word to enter. Very, very important. Praise God. Hallelujah. How do I let him in? How do I let him in? Simple. By possessing a humble and teachable heart. Praise God. By possessing a humble and teachable heart. Say with me, I possess a humble and a teachable heart. Praise God. Such hearts will make you understand that you don't know it all. Praise God. I know some of us have undergone one thing or the other. Some even attended theological schools. Maybe you have your master's, maybe you have your PhD, possibly professorship in theological school. I know all that. Praise God. I know all that. But a humble and teachable heart will still say, I have not known enough. Praise God. In Igbo, that led they said, Na Chineke ba ma ma masi amasi. You can't finish knowing him. Praise God. The knowledge of God cannot be exhausted. Hallelujah. You know, I saw this kind of heart in the life of a man, Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 12, 2 to 4. 2 Corinthians 12, 2 to 4. He talked about himself here. He said, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, God know it. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. The next verse was describing himself, an experience he had. He said, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God know it. The next verse. Verse 4, please. How that he was caught up into paradise. So this man was caught up into paradise. And had unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. That was his experience. Was caught up into the third heaven and had something that was not lawful for a man to utter. But after this experience, he said something in Philippians 3 verse 10. I looked at this man, I said, this is a humble and a teachable heart. He said that I may know. So I can't know him enough. So for the world to enter, such approach must be there. Hallelujah. There must be that hunger. There must be that desire to know him more. That desire must be there. Psalms 42 verse 1. As the heart panted for water brook, so panted my soul for you, O God. As the heart, as the deer, panted for water brook. So, such a heart is the heart that opens up for the word of God. Praise God. It's very, very important we understand that. Hallelujah. 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 So, your heart must be open to accept that you have not known it all. And you want to know more of him. Amen. And number two, for the world to enter, you must accept that God can communicate to you through any of the resource persons. You must accept that God can communicate to you through any of them. Anybody that climbs up here. You know, at times when some people come up and, you know, some will say, oh no, let me, it's not daddy speaking this time around. Praise God. If the word must enter, you must accept that God will communicate to you through anybody that climbs his altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. You must accept that. Psalms 8 verse 2 said something about this God. He can communicate to us through anybody, through any means. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms 8 verse 2, said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. He said, because of the enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger, even out of the mouth of babes. Praise God. But the people God is to communicate us here are not babes. Praise God. These are choiced men. These are seasoned men with years of experience of their walk with God, with living proofs. Praise God. With living proofs. They are choiced men with experiences who have walked with God over the years with living proofs. They are the ones that be coming up here and hear me. Through them, the Lord shall visit you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's important we approach with such a heart that I don't know it all and I want to know more. It's important we approach with such a heart that God can communicate to me through anyone that comes up to this altar. Such is a humble and such is a wonderful heart. One special thing about a humble and teachable heart is that it is open to learn and to unlearn. It is open to learning and to unlearning, because we will be learning new things in this meeting. Praise God. Praise God. Some scriptures you've known in the past will be interpreted right to you. Praise God. Some of the old scriptures, old in quotes, will be made new. Some guys have said this one is Old Testament. No, you understand that there is the old in the new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a lot of things will be coming. So be ready to unlearn. There will be need to drop some things you've known in the past that is not working. You've known them in the past, but you know they are not working. That's why you must have your jotter. You must have your writing materials. Write down the scriptures. Later, go through what you have written. Compare them with what the Bible is saying, and then with what you have known before. So there will be need to unlearn some things, to drop some things, and pick up the ones that are working. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a humble and a teachable heart will easily do that. Praise God. All is in a bid to prepare you. Hallelujah. And to prepare me as a mature man God has ordained. Hallelujah. It's to prepare us for the work of the ministry and for the edification of the body of Jesus Christ. Say with me, as I prepare my heart for divine visitation, God shall prepare me for what he has committed to my hands to do. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Say with me again, I choose to possess a humble and teachable heart. Say with me again, I choose It is my choice to possess a humble and a teachable heart. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. It's also important to understand that the coming in of the word is not enough. What is Pastor Joe saying? Praise the Lord. The word that enters must be mixed with faith. It must be mixed with faith. Hallelujah. It must be mixed with faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, that it is impossible to please God, to do business with God, without faith. In Luke 18, verse 8, the B part of it, Jesus said, when I come, will I find faith on earth? Will I find faith? Will I find faith? Not on earth, in terms of the cosmos, is will I find faith in people? As the word comes, the word will find faith in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4 verse 2. I think we should read that. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. Not being mixed with faith. Say with me, as the word enters today, as the word enters throughout this program, I will mix faith with it. I will mix faith with it. I will mix faith with it. And it will profit me. And it will profit me. Shout a louder amen. Amen. So the profiting of the word of God comes by the mixture of that word with faith. Very, very important. And faith, how does it come? By hearing. The word enters and creates faith. Praise the Lord. It's by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So if you must operate faith, there must be need to hear. The scripture said it's by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The second hearing is understanding. Praise the Lord. And hear me, you cannot hear and hear without paying attention. Do you hear me? You cannot hear and understand without attention. That's why one major enemy of your faith and my faith is distraction. Distraction is an enemy of your faith and my faith. And without it, we can't connect God. So you must make it a decision not to be distracted in this meeting. At times, the sound comes through our phones. Put that phone on silent. There is a break time. During the break time, you can look at it. If there are missed calls, you can get back to some of them. If it's a message, you can reply. Praise God. Put it on silent. If it is friends, don't sit among your friends. I say this almost every time I'm giving word charge. Because at times I've discovered that when you sit among your friends, they distract you. Praise God. So know that distraction is an enemy of your faith. Hallelujah. So choose not to be distracted. Say with me, I refuse distractions of any kind on this mountain because my faith must walk. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Very, very important. So pay attention. Pay attention. Number two, disobedience is also an enemy to your faith and my faith. Disobedience. Instruction will be coming from this altar, from our leaders. Some personal, private instruction will be coming to you from the Holy Spirit. Direct from the Holy Spirit. Obedience to those instructions are very, very important. Very, very important. Isaiah 1:19 said, if ye be willing and obedient, he said, you will enjoy the good of the land. Hear me? There is good in this land where we are. Are you aware? And you will enjoy the good of this land. You will enjoy the good of NECO. You will enjoy the good of International High School of Ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. I told us that God brought us here to do us good. To do us good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And always remember that to obey is better than sacrifice. And hearkening than the fat of ram. Hallelujah. So choose not to be distracted and choose not to disobey. The DD, two of them, distraction, disobedience. They will not be found in you. Hallelujah. Say with me, my faith, my faith, my faith shall walk and I'll have profit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have faith is to believe the word of God. And to believe the word of God is to accept that what God said is true. And keep voicing out what he has said, even as you take corresponding actions. To have faith is to believe the word of God. To believe the word of God is to accept that that thing God is telling you through that his servant is true. Praise God. And let your mouth keep voicing out that which you believe to be true. Then take corresponding actions. This is simply what it means to believe. Praise God. And the scripture shows us that it is with the heart that man believes. Hallelujah. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. And in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we also saw that they believe. The Bible says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore speak. So it involves accepting that what God has said is true and giving it a voice. And giving it a voice. Hallelujah. And also taking an action in line with what God has said. Praise God. That action is called a work of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. James 2:26 says, for without, look at the way he put it. Say, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also. Faith without a corresponding action to what you have received from God and what you are given a voice. So the place of corresponding action is very, very important. Praise God. Say with me again, I refuse all distractions, all disobedience. I put my faith to walk, and I shall receive all that God has for me in this program. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Let's conclude with these two scriptures, Mark 9:23. Let's conclude with it. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, said all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible. All things are possible. Because of belief, all things are possible. Now, look at the connection also in Mark 10:27. All things are possible to the one that believes. All things are possible. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with him that believes. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. What does that imply? Your believing connects you to God of possibilities. Do you get it? Because he said it is with God. With God. With God. Hallelujah. With God. So it is my faith that connects me with God. And once my faith connects me with God, it connects me to the realm of possibilities. And hear me on this mountain. All things are possible with your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. So let the word enter. Do you hear me? As it enters, mix it with faith. Do you hear me? Take faith actions. And hear me, you will live here another man. Hallelujah. You will live here what? Another man. Prepared, fully equipped for what God has called you to do. Shall we be on our feet, please? Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Lift up your voice one more time and begin to appreciate the Lord, who has determined to do you good and to do me good on this very mountain. Open up your mouth and begin to appreciate him. Begin to declare that you possess humble and teachable heart. I possess humble and teachable heart. I take away all pride. I take away all pride. I possess humble and teachable spirit. I possess humble and teachable. devil spirit. I accept that I don't know it all, and I accept that the Lord will be ministering to me here through any vessel. Lekoshata enkledi koprakata enshadi kopreketenas enshadi koprakata. And begin to declare that you refuse all distractions. I choose not to be distracted. I choose to be obedient, for the good of this land belongs to me. Ekledi koprakata eshada lekoska ente kopreketonas enshadi koprakata. Are you praying? Are you saying something? It is my choice. I choose. It is my choice. I choose to be possessed. I choose to be possessed with humility and teachability. I choose to refuse every distraction. I obey every instruction that is coming to me on this mountain. I believe God and I have my prophet. I believe God and I have my result. I believe God and I have my result. I believe God and I have my result. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Faithful Father, we are grateful. For again, you have determined to do us good, to make us the ministers you've called us to be. Receive all the glory. Thank you, dear Father. We appreciate all you are said to do. One of the things you are said to do for us here. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Shall we celebrate Jesus?